Good morning and welcome back to the program, 623. Several years ago, I read a book, The Purpose-Driven Life by Rick Warren. And I'll be honest with you, it completely changed the direction of my life. And the book had some very basic principles. It said, in order for you to figure out how to be happy, in other words, you got to figure out what God's purpose for you is in your life. Figure out what is it that God has equipped you for. What are your talents? What is it that God has given you that you are good at? Then figure out your passion. What is it that you really care about? And then ask God for the opportunities to make that happen. It's very oversimplified of the book, of course. But I find it interesting because now a career counselor by the name of Richard Leiter has come up with what he's calling is a simple formula to figure out what you should be doing with your life. He says the formula is G plus P plus V. G as in George plus P as in Paul plus V as in Victor. G stands for gifts, actually. P stands for passions. And the V stands for values. He says, first, figure out what your gifts are. Those are the things that you're good at. And it can include anything. You could be gifted at motivating people, solving puzzles, running long distances. Whatever it is, what is it that you are good at? I figured out, you ready for this? I'm good at flapping my gums. Always have been. Used to get in trouble for it. Then you got to figure out what is your passion. Those are the things that you really care about. They can be, you know, social issues, political issues, feeding the homeless, making people laugh, even the passion to make a ton of money. If you're going to be, you know, worldly about it, what is it? What is your passion? What is it that's on your heart? And for me, that was the biggest issue that I had to struggle with because there was a lot of things I cared about, but what was it that was my passion?
Yeah, I talk all the time, but what would I be best talking about?
Correct. Exactly. And then finally, Leiter says you got to figure out your values. Those are the things that you need to have in your lifestyle to make you happy. Do you want to be home for dinner with your family every night? Do you hate waking up early? Do you want to travel? So you look at your gifts, your passions, your values, start brainstorming careers that fit with those. When you find a career that fits all three, that's the potential career for you. Here's the only thing I add to this. And for those of you who are faith-based, that believe in a higher power, that believe in God, you'll go along with this. You'll understand it. For those that dismiss it, it may be a very, very foreign idea. But for me, it's simplified. It's easier. I ask for all that. I ask, you know, hey, show me what my passions are. Show me, you know, help me to identify what is it that I'm good at. What are the skills, the gifts that God has given me? What is it that he's equipped me to run this race, to live this life? What is it that I'm good at? What are my passions? What is it that really fires me up? And if you've listened this week, you know what it is. And then instead of me trying to discover what career fits with the formula, I ask God simply to show me what is the career and then open the doors so that I can begin being used in the way he wants me to be used. See, my personal belief is if I'm being obedient and I'm doing what he's asking me to do, along with that comes peace. To me, peace is happiness, and happiness is success. It's not about the money. It's about, am I happy with who I am at the end of the day? That's success, as far as I'm concerned. Okay, a few coins to rub together every once in a while. That's not bad either. I'm not going to turn it down. But it's not the end-all, be-all.
Look, if it was all about just money, without morals, without conscience, we'd all be drug dealers, right? I mean, you take something where the cheap buck, the cheap immoral buck was there.
Yeah, sure.
I think in the end, to be fulfilled, not only do you have to be able to earn a living, but you have to say, gee, I have a certain amount of pride or satisfaction in what I'm doing.
So I think there's a lot to that. I think there's a lot to it that we as a whole can learn from and put it into play. Give it a try. What the heck? You know, seriously, what have you got to lose? WSAU, we will be right back after this wonderful handcrafted commentary from Todd Starnes.